yeah, for me, it was getting all the players individually and collectively as a group, and what the characters were like. So yeah, it was it's worked in that favour. Yeah.
And you've learned a great deal. I know you'll have come in with knowledge of the players to a degree, but when you work with them on a day-to-day basis, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, it's I have previous knowledge of obviously watching, etc., and I've seen reports and stuff like that before I came down. And but as I said, the 10 days was more about me to get them known personally and obviously to what the characters are like every single day.
And what have you found?
They're honest, they work hard, and that's something that they do really well. It's like sometimes you come into a football club and you think, oh, they're fit. No, they're very fit. They're fit. Maybe a little bit young. A few leaderships, maybe struggle with a little bit of leadership on the leadership side. But as I said, look, there's 8 games left, and we know what's at stake, and obviously they understand what needs to be done for the football club.
So it's balancing short-term and long-term things at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, it's the short-term aim is just make sure we've got the points to make sure we're in League One for next season.
Are you still confident that is, you know, more than reasonably achievable given what you've seen over the last week or so?
Yeah, definitely. As I said, it's the fitness level there. They're enthusiastic, and as I said, Albemarle can give them a little bit of structure and a little bit more confidence. And obviously, as I said, Albemarle can get 3 points on Saturday.
One of the traits of this team is that, not always, but often, they have played better against the better teams in this division. They're not all the time, clearly, but they've had some of their better results have been against better teams. On other occasions, when it's been against teams that maybe they're expected to beat, that has been proved difficult. I wonder whether that feeds into the leadership and character thing somewhere.
Yeah, there's a possibility, as I said, without going into things too much. As I said, the short-term aim is just to make sure we get the points on board. And I was told about the facts that you've just stated, from speaking to the staff and all that kind of thing. So, we've got 2 big games coming up over the bank holiday period, and they're both up there, and they're challenging for what they feel will be a playoff spot. So, obviously, it's going to be a tough test for us, but we're confident going into it.
When you come into a club at this point, and, you know, obviously you've had the experience you've had at Wrexham, it's obviously a bit of a shock to the system for everybody, but you will have experienced this as a player, I don't know how many times, at different clubs. Managers do, for various reasons, come and go, and it's usually not because things are going great. So when you see it from the other side, as the guy who comes in, do you sort of have a better appreciation of now of both sides of it? You know what the new manager must be feeling like, you know what the players must be feeling like.
Yeah, look, as you said, it's very rare that you go into a football club and they're absolutely flying. Sure. There's a reason that you've came in, and unfortunately somebody's lost their job. As I said, I've came in, and obviously the 10 days has helped us, helped me personally just to get to know the players and obviously see what they're about, and as I said, learn a lot about their character.